Welcome to Everyday Law, a podcast of the Sacramento County Public Law Library. I'm librarian Kate Fitz, and this is episode 8, How to Respond to a Credit Card Case.
Are you one of the 34 million Americans who have been making late credit card payments? Among the 18 million who have missed payments entirely? Is a credit card company or collection agency suing you over a credit card debt? If so, don't despair. There is hope and help at the Sacramento County Public Law Library. If you've been sued, the law typically requires you to respond within 30 days. An answer is your opportunity to admit or deny the specific allegations brought against you in the complaint. Any statements in the complaint that are not denied will be taken as true for the purposes of that case. If you have certain affirmative defenses to the company's claim, such as the statute of limitations has run, you must state these defenses in your answer, or you may be prohibited from raising them. In addition, you are required to serve the answer on the credit card company or collection agency, complete a proof of service, and file both with the proper court. Scary? Confusing? It is to most people, but the Sacramento County Public Law Library's Civil Self-Help Center has a free answer workshop every Monday through Friday morning. An experienced paralegal will walk you through the entire process of completing the forms you need. In some instances, your response does not have to be an answer. You may wish to consider an additional or another form of response. For example, a motion for change of venue. If the credit card company filed in the wrong court, a motion to quash service of summons if you were served improperly, or a demurrer or motion to strike if there are legal defects in the complaint. If you have a claim that arises out of the same transaction, occurrence, or series of events as the credit card company or collection agency's suit, you must file a cross-complaint with your answer or else give up the claim forever. For full explanations of all your responsive options, you may need to visit the Sacramento County Public Law Library to do more in-depth research. You can get some basic information at the Santa Clara Superior Court's website, www.scselfservice.org/civ/general/defendant.htm. You should address the complaint immediately, since it may take time to research and prepare your response. Responding to a lawsuit is the first step in defending your case and preventing a default judgment against you. A default judgment can result in the garnishing of your paycheck, a lien on your house or car, or the levying of your bank accounts. Your deadline is 30 days after you receive the summons and complaint. If you miss this deadline and a default is entered, you will not be able to defend the case unless you get the default set aside. You may have to bring a motion, which is much more complicated than an answer, and that motion may not be granted by the court. Therefore, it is important that you do not wait until the last minute to respond to a complaint. Nolo Press publishes a very good self-help book, Win Your Lawsuit, A Judge's Guide to Representing Yourself in California. The book has a chapter devoted to lawsuits from the defendant's point of view, with options and sample forms. Win Your Lawsuit is available at the Sacramento County Public Law Library, many large public libraries, and it is for sale in most large bookstores and directly from the publisher at www.nolo.com. You can even register for a Net Library account on one of the Sacramento County Public Law Library's public computers and read Win Your Lawsuit for free from the comfort of your own home.
For links to the resources mentioned in this podcast, please visit the Everyday Law section of our website at www.saclaw.org. This episode of Everyday Law was written by Assistant Director Kelly Brown and read by Library Assistant Ryan Nagel. To subscribe to the Everyday Law podcast or check out our other services, visit our website at www.saclaw.org. Thank you.